250 million years ago, most of the species on the Earth suddenly died out. It was the largest mass extinction in the planet's history. Nobody knows what caused it. But a new study suggests that a giant object struck the Earth at that time, just as a meteor probably wiped out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. This contentious claim is published online today by Science Magazine. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Something horrible happened to the Earth 250 million years ago, but what? The world suffered from its biggest ever volcanic eruption. The oceans stagnated and lost their life-giving oxygen. A fungus swept the face of the planet, and more than 80% of species perished. Luann Becker isn't convinced that the massive eruption started this disaster. She's been trying to convince her colleagues a meteor did by slamming into the Earth.
So over the past several years, we've been having a nice debate with the community about just what is the actual evidence we have for an impact and how can we bolster this story.
Becker at the University of California, Santa Barbara, looked for traces of impact-related minerals in rocks from around the world. Then she tried to figure out where those minerals were concentrated to look for the presumed crater.
It actually does cluster around a certain quadrant of the Earth at that time in the southern hemisphere, and mainly between Australia, Africa, and Antarctica.
A geologist using oil exploration techniques identified a potential spot, a circular feature 25 miles across, buried under more than a mile of sediment off the coast of Australia. As it happens, oil companies had drilled two core samples there long ago as they were prospecting. Becker tracked down those core samples in a government lab in Australia. She was looking in the cores for a broken-up layer called breccia as a sign of impact.
These cores had really not been touched for over 30 years. And I have to tell you, from the moment we opened the box, myself and colleague Bob Pareda both just looked at each other and said, "This is an impact breccia." I mean, it clearly looked like it just by looking at the cores themselves without ever taking a measurement.
Becker's belief grew stronger when she dated the breccia at 250 million years old, the date of the mass extinction that ended the so-called Permian period. That raises a curious question. If massive volcanism choked the Earth at the same time, was an impact or an eruption the cause of the mass extinction? Becker says maybe both.
I think it's a 1-2 punch. I think what happened, perhaps, is when you slam a very large object into a rigid body like the Earth, you send a lot of shockwaves through the Earth's core.
Those shockwaves just might trigger volcanic eruptions on the opposite side of the Earth. At least that's the hypothesis. Stephen Stanley at Johns Hopkins University says geologists in the past have poo-pooed that idea, but the same combination of volcanism and impact seems to have occurred 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs went extinct. So maybe there is a link. But Stanley wonders how an instantaneous impact fits in with the rest of the evidence of the Permian extinction.
It's puzzling because we have evidence that there were long-term changes in the global ecosystem and the structure of the ocean at that time that began well before the moment of this big crisis.
Other scientists are also skeptical. Paul Rennie, who runs the geochronology lab at UC Berkeley, isn't convinced.
The evidence for an impact is actually quite tenuous and ambiguous and highly contested.
He doesn't think the reported date of this feature in Australia is anywhere near accurate. And without a date, there's no link to the Permian extinction. The new study is inflaming a debate that was already lively.
In many ways, this is the most exciting problem I can think of in earth sciences today. And it's really stimulating a lot of interesting research and keeps us all busy and interested.
Back at UC Santa Barbara, Luann Becker acknowledges that she's got a tough crowd to convince, and she says she'll keep at it. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.